Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I've donned my bicycle clips to find the answer to this question.
Hi, this is Bunny calling from Portland, Oregon in the States. On a recent trip from the farmer's market with a heavy load of fruit in my bike basket, I started to wonder if the placement of the load on the bike makes any difference in the efficiency of the work I do. Would it be easier for me to have baskets on the back where I would pull the load as opposed to on the front where I must push my load? Or is it simply too small of a system to make a difference?
So is there really a proper way to load your bike?
My name's Josh Starling and I'm a lecturer at the University of Bath, and the question is, what's the best way to load a bike? Well, tricky really. The answer is pretty much however you want to do it. If you're looking at just the rolling resistance, the way tyres work is that the more weight on the tyre, the more the rolling resistance. What I mean by rolling resistance is how difficult it is to push the wheel forward against the road. So as long as you keep the pressure in the tyres at a nice high value, you'll find that they roll very easily. So whether you're going to put the weight on the front or on the back, given that it's got to be shared by one or the other, it's not really going to make that much odds. That's the sort of simple answer, but of course it's never quite that simple, because if you look at the finer detail, you've got more complicated things like aerodynamics. So if you've got a basket on the front, that's probably not going to help a whole lot, and you might do better to put the luggage on the back where it's hidden behind the rider. The other thing that you might find is that if you've got all the weight over the front, then the front gets a bit wobbly. So rather than cycling in a nice straight line, you're going to be wiggling a bit and trying to balance the bike more carefully. And in a way, that's going to waste some of your energy. It's like scrubbing off the speed if you're trying to go round a bend quickly. So in a sense, you do better to try and share the weight between the front and the back. So the answer is, it's not going to make much difference at the end of the day. And unless Bunny is whizzing down hills at enormous speed in Portland, I suspect the aerodynamics aren't going to be a big issue, so you needn't worry yourself about where you put the weight.
Loading your shopping won't make your work more efficient, but it turns out that it can have an effect on your steering, the closer it is to your centre of gravity. There are some fantastic diagrams drawn by listeners on our forum to demonstrate this, but time is getting on, so I shall move on to our next question of the week.
Hi, this is Jared from Logan, Utah in the United States of America. Quick question for you. I've noticed that as I've grown older, that time feels like it's moving faster than while I was growing up. I might have thought it was just me, but many other people I know feel the same way, including my mother. Is there any reason for this? And I guess, what is it? Thanks. Love the show.
So why do the years seem to slip by the more wrinkles we gain? Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or by putting it on our forum where you can now draw your thoughts. You can find it at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.